visiting with retiring head football coach Mike Popose, a 39-year run at Sterling Newman Central Catholic High School. Coach, first up, congratulations. I still can't believe it when I talked to you today. You decided to step away. A little bit about the decision-making process.
Well, people have been asking me when for the last 5 to 10 years, actually. And, you know, all I said was, I'll know when it's time, you know. And at the beginning of the season, my wife had cancer for a second time, and we're dealing with that. And that wasn't the reason, but it did make me think, because that happened in July. And so, boom, we go right into the season, and I'm driving her back and forth to Chicago. And I did a lot of thinking, you know, about, you know, I've got a program here that is, somebody's just going to have to take it over, and it'll take care of itself. And, you know, I've got a great coaching staff, and, you know, maybe it's time for me to step by and give somebody else a shot, and, you know, leave me to, you know, do some of this other stuff I've always wanted to do. But I love football so much, especially high school football. It took me the whole season to really come to grasp with the decision. But I actually knew, you know, back in August that I was probably 95% sure I was going to hang it up. And I think it's a good decision for our football program. So that's why I made it, actually.
So your emotions then when you played your last game this year, so you kind of knew when you were walking off that sideline that, hey, this is it for Coach Popose. I'm not going to get this fueling anymore. Did you kind of drink that in that last game then?
I, of course, never told anybody, but I was thinking it, yeah, the whole end of the game, you know, I'm thinking this is it, I guess, you know, and you know, I didn't want it to end there. I was hoping we'd have another shot at a state title, but that didn't happen. But, you know, I never got in this to win state championships or win games. I just wanted to change kids' lives, and I think we've accomplished that. So, you know, it was easier to walk off the field than I thought. And, again, I hadn't even told my staff or anybody at that time except my wife, and so it wasn't that hard. You know, I just felt like, hey, I've done it. I think the program's in great shape, and I know probably one of my assistants will take this thing over, and I've got a great staff, and they'll just, you know, it won't skip a beat.
Yeah, and I think you're one of those guys that didn't go absolutely banana crazy in the off season with the summer stuff. You know, it was a more in-season type of commitment for these kids. Hey, let's really get the 110% commitment during the regular season and not go so crazy, you know, in those summer months. Have you thought at all about when you wake up, whatever the first official day of practice in early to mid-August is next year, and what your kind of reaction is going to be when you get out of bed that day and say, well, I don't have to go to practice this morning? I assume that's going to be the first kind of aha moment for you.
Yeah, it's going to hit me right between the eyes. I'm worried about that part, you know, once the season does start up next year. And, you know, I live right across from the field here, so I'll be able to look out my windows and watch and practice and stuff. So that's going to be tough on me, I'm sure, because I love being out with the kids. They kept me young for sure, and you know, we have kids that are very committed here. And like you said, in the summer, I try to stay away and keep the kids. If they just lift weights, do our strength conditioning, I'm happier than heck. And we do play like 1 7-on-7. That's just to work on the defense a little, because we sure don't pass the ball. But outside of that, I see these coaches. They have use all 25 days, and they're hitting, and I'm just dead against that. You know, I want our kids frothing at the bit when it's that first day, and we get that out of them. And but I'm going to miss that, I'm sure, that first day.
Well, and then the other thing for a guy like you that has been so synonymous with small school football in Illinois and then Sterling Newman Central Catholic football in Illinois, do you kind of have to go cold turkey next year? I mean, are you going to stay away, do you think, or are you going to try and go to the games? Because I assume if people see Popovsky at the game, one, they're going to want to talk to him, and two, they're going to want to know what he thinks of what's going on down on the field. How are you going to approach, you think, you know, next season, not being involved in the game directly,
yeah.
but I know you're still a fan, so you want to go to the game. So I assume that's kind of a delicate situation for you.
Yeah, but the fact that I'm athletic director, I'll have to be at the games for that capacity. But I've already thought that through, and if I'm going to help out, I want to be up in the box. I've always liked. I had knee surgery probably 15 years ago, and I was up in the box for two games, and I loved it up there. I could call such a better game from up there, I felt, you know. So if whoever the coaches wants me to do that, fine. If not, I'll probably just meander down by the on the sidelines and, you know, yell at the refs. I'm really good at that still. So, but outside of that, you know, I don't want to sit up in the stands for sure because I don't want to hear that. You know?
Yeah.
What would you have done, Mike? You know, well. Same thing.
Yeah. Amen. All right. So 39 years, right? So I got to ask you then, are you worried about the future of the game at all? I know, you know, we talk about the participation numbers are such a big issue, and I know you've seen that trend probably in the region, in the area. It may not be impacting your program directly, but you know that it's impacting some of the programs in the area in throughout the state. What do you think about the future of high school football in Illinois?
Well, I spoke at a couple clinics last year, and both times I addressed the coaches there and said, guys, you got a tough row to hoe because this is going to get worse before it gets better. You know, it just, everything's being dictated by people that I don't think, you know what's going on. And you know, like our state now, we can't play the Fresh South game the same night as the varsity game. And to me, I am dead against that because I want a varsity kids to watch the Fresh South kids play. You know, now they probably won't be able to because they're going to be playing at a different place on Monday. And I'm so upset about that. You know, I just don't like the way the direction that's going with that. And then all this stuff about concussions and all that. And believe me, I have four doctors on our sideline every game. I am blessed. And they make all the decisions. It's not the concussion stuff. It's just what they write about it and talk about it. And, you know, it affects a very few kids. And, you know, I've always said just take the face mask off the helmets and you won't have any concussions because kids won't lead with their head then. But I don't think that's going to happen. So, you know, I'm an advocate for safety. There's no doubt about it. I've got the best trainer in the world that deals with that. I mean, he goes around just seminars about concussions. So we're right on top of all that. But it gets nothing but negativity. I saw a great article by a neurosurgeon whose son played, and it was a fantastic article about, you know, he, no matter what they say about concussions and all that, he wanted his son to play because there's so much other greater stuff you learn from it. And I wish everybody looked into that, but I'm getting political in my old age, I guess.
Kiki, do you think, and I know you've done it for 39 years, so you've seen the different things that have happened within the sport of high school football, you know, in that 39-year mm-hmm. time span. Do you think the trend can be reversed in terms of the participation numbers, or should the sport be content with just trying to keep the status quo, keep where we're at? Or do you think you can get those numbers back, or is there just too much going against it?
I think there's too much going against it.
You make me sad when you say that, Coach. And I really put a lot of stock in the words that you say. Why do you think that is?
Just because of the negativity, everything that comes out in the papers and articles and all that stuff, it's against it. You know, well, this kid died. You know, he had a head injury and stuff, but you never know what that kid did before or whatever. But anyway. you know, it's just parents now read that stuff. Of course, nobody wants their kid to get hurt. And, you know, we've had some kids not decide not to go out for that reason. Their parents were very, you know, against it. They didn't want any head injuries for their son. I don't try to talk them out of it, because I don't want to be the guy who talks them out of it and they come out and get a concussion. You know, then I'm really unfair. But I just see the trend that it's just going to get worse and worse. And I feel sorry for some of these kids because they want to play and their parents won't allow them. And sorry, I just don't see the trend staying with even what we have now. I think it's going to get worse before it ever gets better.
All right, and before I let Coach Poposi leave us, you know, I tell everybody I'm an unabashed homer for the local schools we cover here at WRMJ with Rock Ridge and Orion and Mercer County and Sherrard, basically the four primary schools we cover. But I tell you what, man, our station always got stoked when we had one of our local teams get to play the Comets. And I know here the last couple of years, Orion and Rock Ridge have been such marquee matchups. And then I know, you know, little battles with Mercer County in the postseason. Man, those games were so much fun to get ready for in this area. And I remember talking to Coach Poposi in some of those off seasons. He'd always say, well, what do you know about Rock Ridge and their personnel? Tell me some of the kids they got coming back, and what do you think? Man, Coach, I'm going to miss that with you on the sideline. That's been so fun. I hope you've enjoyed those knockdown, smash-mouth games with Rock Ridge and Orion and Mercer County as much as we have.
Oh, they've been a blast. You know, I love competition, and those schools are so well coached, and you know you're going to be in for a hell of a game, you know, and we expect that every time we play those guys, and we always get it. You know, they're just, like you said, they're knockdown dragouts, and I'll miss that. I'm a big-time competitor, and, you know, I love going against the best you can get to, and just see what you're with, and, you know, if it's not enough, like this year against Orion for us, you know, they made the plays we didn't, and I think we got better because of that, you know, and I think the kids understand that, you know, you've got to bring your best stuff every Friday or Saturday, and we didn't that day, but, you know, it made us a better team, and I think it made us better people. You know, I think the kids accepted the fact that they made too many mistakes, and, hey, you know, we got more games to play here. Let's go get these. And we did that. So I was very proud of the team.
All right. And I'm just curious, was it when you told I saw the Newman social media account, you know, tweet out that you, you know, told the team last night at the banquet, we're talking to you on Monday, that you were, you announced your retirement. Was it kind of an emotional message for you, or was it, you know, some relief when you were able to get it out and say, you know, it's time for me to step away. Somebody else can come in and take this program over. We weren't there in the moment, but I just wonder kind of what it was like for you.
Oh, it was very emotional. I'm a very emotional guy anyway, but, you know, I wrote a speech specifically so I could just read off and then not have to look up at all of them all the time. And, so that was my plan, because I, excuse me, I'm very emotional, and, you know, the kids, I could tell, you know, some of them were a little disappointed about it, but, you know, in the long run, they know it's the program. It ain't the head coach, so they just know it's almost time to get back to work and get going and keep this going like we have, and you know, I'll be happy to watch them and help any way I can. And I told them that last night.
All right. Well, I'll add an editorial comment here a little bit. Come on, people. You know it's a little bit about the head coach. Coach, I tell you, the sport's going to miss you. I mean, it's going to miss you. I'm going to miss you. And I know our schools in the area that we cover really are going to miss you. You've been great for the game, and it's been an honor to cover your teams. And like I said, I always root for the local teams here, but it's been an honor for our schools, I know, to compete against you. Good luck in retirement. I know we'll see you around.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, Mike Poposi, the legend, man. Can you believe it? He's stepping down, retired, announced his retirement Sunday at the football banquet at Newman. Great 39-year run. More coming up on WRMJ.